Nevada Crisis Pregnancy Center Sounds Alarm on Democrats' Strategic Plan to Push Abortion on State's Website. By Catherine Hamilton on October 13, 2022. Nevada's abortion website encourages Nevadans to report crisis pregnancy centers, CPCs, if they are concerned about misleading services. A move one local CPC says is part of a strategic plan to eliminate choices for pregnant women in order to coerce abortion. The strategic plan that is now in motion to shut down an industry by slandering pregnancy clinics, soliciting complaints, and proposing legislation is egregious. Women's Resource Medical Centers of Southern Nevada, WRMCSN, said in a Thursday statement. It is time to realize the reality of pro-abortion politicians' attack on women. The propaganda that has now moved to a horrendous action plan from politicians to remove all options for women to support a choice for their pregnancy is outrageous, the faith-based nonprofit added. Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak and the state of Nevada launched the website this week, which falsely accuses CPCs of advertising that they provide medical services, advice, and counseling in a clinical setting. However, CPCs do not provide comprehensive, accurate, or evidence-based clinical information. Instead, the primary goal of CPCs is to dissuade people seeking abortions from obtaining the procedure. Often, this is accomplished through deceptive practices, such as employing unlicensed clinicians purporting to provide medical advice, ultrasounds, or free pregnancy tests. CPCs are often located near clinics that do provide safe and legal abortions, the website claims. Employees appear in scrubs or other medical attire despite not being licensed providers. The advice provided at CPCs does not meet the American Medical Association's standard of care for providing evidence-based information and treatment options, the website further claims. The website then notes that the state of Nevada oversees regulatory violations such as operating an unlicensed medical facility or clinic, and subsequently provides a link to a complaint form telling Nevadans to file a report if they are concerned about misleading services. The state's direct targeting of pro-life pregnancy centers comes after an estimated more than 100 attacks against pro-life groups and CPCs nationwide. And while President Joe Biden's FBI targets pro-lifers while neglecting to hold pro-abortion domestic terrorists accountable, the move also comes during a high-stakes election season in which both vulnerable incumbents, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Sisolak, D, have spread falsehoods about CPCs, calling them fake and predatory. Much to the contrary, CPCs, instead of abortion clinics, offer support for pregnant women in need who choose life for their unborn child. They also often offer help after the baby is born. The Charlotte Lozier Institute conducted a study of 2,700 pregnancy help centers in 2020 and found that, in 2019, these U.S. clinics served roughly 2 million women, men, and youth with services estimated at a value of over $266 million. This outreach was accomplished through 14,977 total staff and 53,855 total volunteers, of which over 10,200 were licensed medical professionals, 3,791 as staff and 6,424 as volunteers. WRMCSN's website openly says it does not offer, recommend, or refer for abortions or abortifacients and is committed to offering accurate information about abortion procedures and risks. The organization says it has been serving women in their community since 1985 by providing programs, resources, and support for families experiencing an unexpected pregnancy from the time they find themselves pregnant all the way up until their baby is 3 years old. The organization further says it is the only organization in the state of Nevada that offers full pregnancy, prenatal care, and parenting programs free of charge without receiving a single cent from government funding sources and that it remained open during the coronavirus pandemic to serve pregnant women in their community. Where is the gratitude for this nonprofit from Nevada politicians who did absolutely nothing to help pregnant women during the pandemic? Instead, they want to shut it down. This reality proves the strategy we are now seeing to attack pregnant women and coerce abortion, the organization queried. WRMCSN continued. Annually, WRMCSN averages 8,000 patient visits and saves an average of 2,000 babies who would have been aborted if their mothers could not access support for any other choice. The abortion business is threatened by the impact of WRMCSN's successful outcomes, which only energized the organization to realize the great demand for its services and programs and launched them into a strategic plan for expansion. WRMCSN noted that our nation has had 49 years to use propaganda and political tactics to cultivate a culture of death for far too long, and women have been left in the shadows to bear the burden of choice with very little support. The majority of communities in our nation lack resources for pregnancy and parenting options, thus loudly advocating that abortion should be the only choice that will be supported. This is not empowerment or choice. This is coercion, the organization continued. We hear from women every day at our clinic express that there are no alternatives other than abortion. Women's Resource Medical Center CEO Esther Caruso Gallo added. We believe them. We exist to be their support.